Host. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, The Meeting Point for Science Enthusiasts. Today, we will delve into the fascinating details of how birds, the masters of the sky and symbols of freedom, defy gravity and perform their enchanting flights. Behind the ability of birds to fly lies a series of adaptations that are a perfect marvel of engineering. The first thing that catches our attention is that birds have an incredibly light yet strong structure. Light bones, bird bones, are hollow and filled with air. This significantly reduces their weight while maintaining the bone's strength. These air spaces even assist in their respiratory system. Strong muscles, the most important players in flight, are the bird's strong chest muscles. These pectoral muscles, in particular, provide the flapping motion of the wings and can make up a significant portion of the bird's body weight. Feather structure. The colorful and captivating feathers of birds not only offer a visual feast, but are also vital for flight. Different types of feathers serve different purposes. Flight feathers, remiges. Located on the trailing edge of the wings, these feathers generate lift and thrust. The primary feathers, attached to the bird's wrist, contribute more to thrust, while the secondary feathers, attached to the forearm, contribute more to lift. Covert feathers. These feathers cover the base of the flight feathers, creating a smoother and more aerodynamic surface. This light and strong structure alone is not enough for flight, of course. Physics also comes into play. Bird wings have a special shape, an aerodynamic wing shape. Curved upper surface, aerofoil. The upper surface of bird wings is curved, while the lower surface is flatter or slightly concave. This design causes the airflow over the top of the wing to be faster. This is where Bernoulli's principle comes into play. Faster moving air has lower pressure. This pressure difference creates an upward lift force. Angle of attack. Birds can control these lift and thrust forces with incredible precision by changing the angle of their wings relative to the air. However, a very steep angle can cause the airflow to separate from the wing and lead to stall, where lift is suddenly lost. So do birds only fly by gliding? What is the role of that famous flapping motion? The flapping motion of wings plays a vital role in bird flight. It generates not only lift, but also thrust. We can examine this motion in two basic phases. Downstroke. During this stroke, the wings move downward and forward. This is when the primary feathers at the wingtip open and twist backward, generating a powerful thrust. The upward lift force also increases. Upstroke. In this stroke, the wings move upward and backward. Birds slightly fold their wings inward to reduce air resistance and open their primary feathers, allowing them to pass through the air more easily. In some bird species, the upstroke can also contribute to lift. The flapping motion provides both upward and forward propulsion. So does the tail play a role in the maneuverability of birds? Absolutely. The tails of birds are like a multifunctional tool. Tail. Birds use their tails as a rudder to change direction and maintain balance in the air. They can also adjust air resistance by opening and closing their tail feathers. Alula. The alula, a small group of feathers on the leading edge of the wing in some birds, is also an important detail. These small feathers help regulate airflow, especially at low speeds and high angles of attack, preventing stall. It's an incredibly detailed and impressive system. The flight of birds is truly a miracle of nature. The wing shapes and flight techniques of different bird species can vary greatly depending on their habitat and feeding habits. For example, long and narrow wings. Seabirds that fly long distances, like albatrosses, usually have long and narrow wings. This structure is ideal for gliding and allows them to conserve energy. Short and rounded wings. Birds that need high maneuverability in wooded areas, like sparrows, have shorter and rounder wings. This allows them to move easily among trees. Small and rapidly beating wings. Birds that can hover, like hummingbirds, have small wings that beat very quickly. This gives them incredible balance and maneuverability. Indeed, every bird species has the flight capability best suited to its lifestyle. Dear listeners, this week we explored the secrets of the magnificent flight of birds together. See you in the next episode. Keep looking at the sky with wonder. Goodbye.